Hello, and welcome to Drug Dealers Anonymous. And I swear it wasn't me that took the last ice cream.
Stop lying, Demix. Zigbar saw you... half of you steal it.
Technicalities. Now, I should let you know I've taken over from Zenmus as he was completely...
Demix, what are you...
It's him. Run away!
Demix!
And today we have Shion.
I'm Shion, and you don't give me your ice cream. I'm unspilling rocks and stick and hurting you down.
I'm Demix. And I just killed Axel in Pokemon. Super effective for the win! Oh no. Something's going into my crack. No! No, leave it alone!
Oh, it's just a police box.
Hi, I'm Luxord, and I just won the TARDIS from Doctor Who. Today in news we have information that Nomura has updated the official Kingdom Hearts Twitter. Nomura thanked Famitsu for announcing Birth by Sleep as a recipient of the Award of Excellence in the Famitsu Awards of 2010. Also, Nomura said on Twitter that Dream Drop Distance, since the game is still being developed and currently being developed and not delayed, as many expected because of the earthquake and tsunami, new information is certainly to come up soon because we've had a drought of news lately.
I want Dream Drop Distance and stuff to just be finished quickly. I'm sick of waiting. I mean, I want to get a 3DS pretty much in the next couple of weeks or something. I doubt I will, but I want to.
I don't know about the 3DS though. I mean, I went to GameStop to just like kind of chill. Looking for a job, actually. And so I was playing the Street Fighter on 3DS, and after about 2 minutes, my eyes were killing me because of the 3D feature. Apparently, I just have low tolerance for that, but I guess if you had the glasses, it would be less painful, but I don't know. Because in the warning label, it actually said that you shouldn't play it very long because you might get eye problems.
Yeah, I'm gonna get eye problems for sure if I get it.
Especially if you get Dream Drop Distance, because this would be gonna be like, okay, I need to know this plot. I need to know this plot. It's Kingdom Hearts 1, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. The biggest problem for me with it is just going to be the cost, really.
$250 like, for the system, maybe like $40 for the game.
I don't know. It could be quite a bit. I have no idea, but Xemnas just isn't paying me enough these days.
Dollar a day.
I know, right?
Shion, what do you think?
It's great. Very, very great.
That's it? Really?
Yeah.
Now, to introduce Zexion, Emunus, into this thing.
Life just doesn't understand me.
The negative emotions known as Unversed.
My Unversed is the Chrono Twister. The Chrono Twister is basically a huge hourglass with a Unversed head on the lower half of the hourglass. And it has a bit, thing, sort of like two wings, and it's supposedly filled with yellow sand, and the head actually is inside the glass, and it turns around with the sand. Actually, when something I found cool about the Chrono Twister is that when it's bouncing around, like the head's bouncing around, the red eyes can be viewed as either happy or sad. So I kind of saw this, since it has to do with time, I kind of saw it as being the bipolar Unversed.
Well, it sounds, and it actually sounds pretty fitting to you with the whole time thing.
Stopka.
It kind of stuffs you up with the Stopka thing, doesn't it? Yeah, I can just picture you just, like, running away, going, oh, crap, the Unversed are going to kill me, the Unversed are going to kill me, oh, no, I'm stopped! Can you imagine what a boss fight against Benitas would be like if he had, like, five of the, Chrono Twisters with him?
Ah, shit.
Frozen again.
Aw, man. Oh, I see what you did there with the frozen bit. I see what you did there. Shion, anything?
No.
Seriously?
Wow.
It only needs another emo kid.
So.
A girly emo kid at that.
My favorite is probably the Hair Ranger. Because it looks so cute. It's like a little tiny bunny.
That kills you with its ears.
Yes.
What kind of enemy kills you with its ears?
Cute.
A hair raiser.
Ah, touche.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's like, it has like a sad expression on it. It's like its inner ears are pink while its outer ears are dark red. And it actually has a striking resemblance to the Tornado Step Heartless, which is one of the more annoying ones. Its skin is more pretty much black, and it shoots lasers at you.
Which is so cute.
A small bunny that's trying to kill you with lasers is very cute. Okay. I think you've been taking some of my crack, Shion. Give it back now.
No.
Now?
No.
She got it from the Moogle.
Well, the Unverse I've picked for this week is the Bruiser. Don't ask me, like, it reminds me of a boxer. I think it's just because of the fact that it just punches you.
That's imaginative.
It reminds me a lot of the large body Heartless, actually, because it hits you with its hands, charges at you with a glowing belly, and it bounces around, making little shockwaves.
And it's really hard to hit in the front.
Yeah, it's like the unversed version of the large body, really.
It's like the Falcon Punch version of unversed.
Die, die, shoot. Oh no, Falcon punched me. Oh, I've got to continue. I've got to start all over again, damn it.
Someone use a Phoenix down.
Yeah, they have the unversed symbol just on their chest, but the red eyes resembles a lightning bolt shape to me. It might just be me, I don't know, but yeah, they kind of stand out to me. It looks pretty cool. They got chubby little legs, too.
I think it's actually supposed to be happy.
Yeah, well, the unversed symbol itself actually reminds me a lot of the Heartless symbol.
It should, which shouldn't
pretty,
it?
Yeah, I mean, if that's actually how it's going to work, but I'm pretty sure the unversed go from unversed to the Heartless, but...
The unversed have to evolve to get into Heartless.
They evolve. Wild Unverse is evolving.
A wild blood is evolving into Shadow. Do you wish to keep your original moveset? What do you choose to name it? I choose to name my Unverse / Heartless Bob. And I think that'll wrap up our Unverse segment.
Hello, little boys and girls. This is Marmar again with another word of the week. This time, my word is saturnine. It's an adjective meaning gloomy, depressed, dull, sardonic, bitter, disdainful, and cold and slow to change and reaction. Almost like how our superior is without Viagra and his puppy. Still, he does work without it. Oh, and Zexion.
And now we're going to move on to our boss segment. And we're going to talk about something so powerful, it could take on all of Organization 13 and come out with even a breaking a sweat. The Shadow. I'm just messing with you. We're going with Sephiroth. Alright. So, Sephiroth, as you all know, is a pain in the ass. Big surprise. And so, the Keyblade you get from defeating him, if you possibly can, is Fenrir. Okay, so, the strategy for Sephiroth is to equip all elixirs and high potions you possibly can. Equip your highest armor and accessories. The custom menus you should put in, Reflega, Kiraga, Elixirs, and High Potions. If you don't have Ultima from the Moogle Shop, then you should use either Decisive Pumpkin or Oblivion. So you go past the Great Maw, and then you go down the Crystal area, and then you press Triangle to talk to Sephiroth, and then the battle scene will engage. His first move is he slashes right through you. If you press the Triangle Reaction command, you can block all of his attacks for that 1 second. He attacks you in exactly 1 second. That's the most annoying thing. Every time I had tried to beat him last time I played, I kept getting hit by that because I could just not press triangle quick enough. To defeat him, a good thing to do is to select Limit and then execute a Trinity with Donald and Goofy. After you do the first strike of that, press triangle quickly to attack him again. Once that's over, then either use Upper Slash or Finishing Leap to send him to the air and then keep on attacking, adding a couple horizontal slashes along the way. After you use your finisher for that, Sephiroth has one of two choices that he'll do to you. He'll either teleport and knock you up into the air, or he will stand his ground and attack using his sword. If he attacks with his sword, then just jump and use aerial dodge, and then glide away. When you get to the other side of him, land, because you might need to press triangle to guard again. But if he teleports, then press square to use a retaliating slash until he reappears in the air. Then continue with your combo by pressing X until he either disappears or you finish. After about 5 bars of Sephiroth's health going down, he will use one of his most annoying attacks, which is Heartless Angel. Basically, this attack summons a halo around your head, and it'll bring you down to 1 HP exactly. And it'll also take away all your magic, which basically eliminates your chance of Kiraga. So that's very necessary for you to have high potions and elixirs. But if you don't stop in time before he auto-kills you, then he'll teleport and use an attack you'll need to block with triangle or just a regular attack. After he uses it the first time, he'll just use Heartless Angel every once in a while. After Heartless Angel, he'll become more of a threat, and he'll just run around instead of just standing there and walking around. He'll not only use his normal attacks, but he'll use something called Shadow Flare, which is basically a big fire pillar that sucks you in. For that, just use Glide to evade, or if you have the MP, use the Trinity Command. Sometimes there will be dark balls that appear around you, but you can either destroy them with one hit or use Reflect to knock them back towards Sephiroth. Sometimes there'll only be 3 dark balls, or sometimes it'll be 7 or 8, but sometimes he'll use flash attacks where you need to press triangle. If this happens and the balls are around you, you press triangle and those will be blocked. Also, something to be mentioned is that aerial dodge can knock away the balls that surround you. And then once you get him down to about 4 or 5, he will teleport and turn into his final form, which is basically, and he is very, that's where he's the strongest, and he'll use meteor, try to use meteor on you. If that happens, use double jump and glide, and whatever you do, do not stop moving. The last pinch of life that Sephiroth has will only, you can only kill with using a finishing move. It will still work if you're doing a berserk barrage, but you'll have to do a horizontal slash or an upper slash to replace the finishing move, and that will take care of Sephiroth. But what I found is cool about Sephiroth is that him, in the first game and second game, he has a blue wing, but in the first game, Cloud has a black wing, but in the second game, he doesn't. But Sephiroth is the embodiment of Cloud's darkness, but he is the most powerful villain so far in Kingdom Hearts. He's actually rivaled, though, in my opinion, by Mysterious Figure, because at least with Sephiroth, there's people who have beat that and beat it easily by going up to level 99 and such. I tried to do Mysterious Figure with level 99. I don't know, I just could not beat it well. Actually, Sephiroth, Tifa, Aerith, Yuffie, Zack, Cid, and Cloud all are from the Squaresoft game Final Fantasy VII, where he was the antagonist in Birth by Sleep. The cutscene where a black feather falls before Zack in Olympus Coliseum kind of gives a foreshadowing to the fact that Sephiroth may or may not be in Birth by Sleep Volume 2.
I hope he's not in Birth by Sleep Volume 2.
And he won't be optional.
Oh yeah, I suppose that's a good thing that he is optional, but even so, it's a bit cruel.
Is it worth it just for Fender? Is it really worth it?
No. I suppose it's worth it just to say that you beat him, though, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, not that I can say that, though. I've never beaten him. The closest I came was in Kingdom Hearts 1, and I was just using the Oblivion just over and over and over again. It's not a very wise idea because it gets rid of your max magic point by one.
At least you had dodge roll in that game.
Yeah. I was just spamming him constantly with dodge roll so much. Seriously, like the first five or ten minutes of it, I was just constantly just rolling.
Sounds like a pretty difficult boss. I would never want to fight with him.
Really?
Isn't like Sephiroth a final boss in Kingdom Hearts 1?
No, if he did that, no one would finish Kingdom Hearts 1.
No one would get to Kingdom Hearts 2. They'd just be like, you know what, screw this.
I reckon there'd be like hundreds of PlayStation 2s just thrown out the window.
Oh yeah, that.
I can't do this anymore.
And you wonder why Zexion's emo.
Although, it would be kind of easy if he was the final boss in Kingdom Hearts 1, because you could always just fly away.
To decrease his difficulty. It'd just be too much.
Not really, you could just, in Kingdom Hearts 1, you could just fly away from him.
Dodge roll. And then he uses his attack and no reaction commands to block.
Oh, yeah.
That just happened. Crap!
Imagine if they had him in the Colosseum still. So you fight him in the Colosseum, you beat the crap out of him, you finally kill him after many tries, and then you find out he's the final boss. Rage quit. I'd just be like, hang on. Excuse me for a moment, and I'd just lean out the window and just start swearing my head off.
And for your final opponent...
Why? Can you imagine how...
Demix's final mission.
That would be slightly unexpected, though, wouldn't it? Because you'd be fighting him, you'd be like fighting... Xehanort and everything, you'd go through, beat him up a fair bit, and then suddenly he just transforms into Sephiroth.
Sephiroth is actually a Mysterious Figure! What? I'd believe it. And I think that'll wrap up our boss segment.
I'm Shion, I'm leaving to join the circus.
Where are you gonna be?
A puppet!
I'm Demix, and I'm going to go and violate noise restrictions.
Look, what's wrong?
Oh... I gotta go give the TARDIS back. But before I go, trip to the moon! Later, people!
Hey everyone, this is Vexen inviting you to Vexen's Ice Cream Parlor! Formerly owned by Hu, Yui, and Dewey before I bought them out, Vexen's Ice Cream Parlor serves 13 flavors, including Snow Bear, Milky Way, Sea Salt, Spark Lemon, Big Bad Peach, Chocolate, and Crack.
Wait, what was the last one?
Chocolate.